I want to speak about the Tosfos Chachmei Anglia, being that we spoke about that, we quoted one yesterday. I want to speak about it. It's actually really, really interesting. The Tosfos Chachmei Anglia we did not have for a very long time because we had the manuscript. This is fascinating. The manuscript was mislabeled. It was mislabeled as a Ksav Yad of the Smak, the Sefer Mitzvos Katam, which is a Sefer that we had access to already, one of the Baliyat Tosfos, count of the Mitzvos. So it was sort of mislabeled for a long time. At some point, it got discovered in the, I think, mid-20th century. Maybe earlier we knew about it already, but it got discovered. And there was a job to sort of put out this Tosfos Chachmei Anglia. We have it on a bunch of Masechtas. We do not have what appears to be all of them. We probably don't have, because at times they reference what they wrote in Ksubis, which we don't really have. We don't know who the editor or compiler of it really, really was. But it does appear, it has a lot of the Baliyat Tosfos that we know were in England. Why is it called Tosfos Chachmei Anglia? So that's actually a bit of a machlokes bein hachokrim amongst the academics. It doesn't say, like, on the front page, like, we don't know who wrote it, who signed it, or anything like that. It's looking through the Sefer, trying to figure out who the author really was. Professor Orbach, who's one of the real experts in the Baliyat Tosfos, identified many of the Chachmei Anglia in there. And his assumption was that it's really a work that is the Tosfos Chachmei Anglia, that it comes from their base medrash. Professor Tashma, in an article, argued that it has Torah from those in England. But in fact, in certain Masechtas, different places, it looks like it's actually not as much pure, really coming from England. It may have come from France, I think he suggests, with someone that had access to what they were saying in England also. I don't know why that matters that much to us unless you want to, but definitely has a lot of Torah of Chachmei Anglia. There are a couple very unique characteristics of Tosfos Chachmei Anglia, in particular how it compares to other of the Baliyat Tosfos. And I saw something last night, it was very late and I was very tired. I hope I remember correctly because it's awesome if it is true. Three characteristics of Tosfos Chachmei Anglia. Number one, they often quote questions and don't always feel the need to offer answers, even though there are answers that were already out there. It is in many ways a question. It's a style that emphasizes at times questions. Number two, the pieces in Tosfos Chachmei Anglia in general tend to be briefer. They are shorter than they are. They're often very hard to sort of read and understand the same way. It's hard to make your way through some of the comments, Tosfos Chachmei Anglia, and then some of the other Baliyat Tosfos, it's a little bit more. But they're sometimes a little bit briefer. That sometimes can be very, very helpful. The third is it's a little bit different than some of the other Baliyat Tosfos. There is less dialectic. There is less question within the Baliyat Tosfos. You know, this Gemara against that Gemara and some of these longer pieces, it tends to often be focused much more on elaborating on Rashi Shita. Why is it so different, the Tosfos Chachmei Anglia? Why is it considered to be, in the Olam HaYeshivas sometimes, they speak with all Baliyat Tosfos are wonderful, so Tosfos Chachmei Anglia, it's a little bit of a lower, what's going on here? Why did they write that way? So Professor Tashma has a theory that is, I think, fascinating. He's a very well-known Professor Yisrael Tashma. Has a fascinating theory about it, and that's like this. He suggests that in the, he has some rayas, that in the times of the Baliyat Tosfos, they actually had two separate limudim. There was the, what we would call the Ian Shear. That was Tosfos doing what Tosfos does. This Gemara, how it fits with that Gemara, in the way that it's quoted, I think, in the Sefer Tzedek L'Derech, whether it's actually true is not so clear. But you know, the way they would read a Gemara, and there would be 60 guys in the room, and each Talmud was responsible for a particular Masechta, as I say it over, and you'd read a section of the Gemara, and you would say to the guys in the room, okay, you, Brachos guy, does this line of the Gemara fit with everything that's in Masechta's Brachos? And he would think for a little bit, and he would say, either, no, it's against this Gemara, or he'd say, yeah, I think we're good from Brachos. He would say, okay, Shabbos guy, what about in Shabbos? And they would go around, there would be an Ian Shear in the time of the Baliyat Tosfos. Most of the Torah that we have of the Baliyat Tosfos are products of the Ian Shear of the Baliyat Tosfos. It was how to fit everything together. That's like the irony of those who learn Tosfos and Daf because they want to stick al Hadaf, is that Tosfos' whole chiddush was that you should lav davka stick al Hadaf. It's all about how it fits with everything else in Shas. That was definitely part of it. But they also learned Bikias. What was Bikias? Bikias was Gemara Rashi. That they would learn in the time of the Baliyat Tosfos, they would go through and they'd be learning like Gemara Rashi to be able to cover a significant amount of ground. So what are Tosfos Chachmei Anglia? So I believe that he suggests, again, it was late at night, but I believe he suggests that Tosfos Chachmei Anglia are the notes from the Bikias Shirim. They're notes from the Bikias Shirim. They are the notes that are less about how this fits with that other thing in Shas, how this fits with that other thing in Shas, has a lot more to do with, okay, in learning Gemara Rashi, so it's briefer. That's also why it's more stuck to like Rashi and some technical points. How do I make my way through a Gemara? What is Pshat in the Gemara? Like those Baalei Torahs that tend to focus a little bit more on Pshat and things like that. I would have thought, although I don't think he says this, that's probably also why it emphasizes more questions without always all the answers. In the Ian Shear, you sometimes want to have things like, you know, you can't always, but you want to have things sort of fit together. You're going to Bikias and you have a good Kasha, so okay, on its own, that's something which can be chashev. I have a kasha, I know it's a good kasha. Okay, and then Vaiter, I can move on. Spoke about this, you know, about sort of Rabbi Eger's kashas, like an independent chafetz shel Torah. Sometimes, like questions are valuable, but in the bekiah setting, sometimes like you want to just know it's a good question. Like, what are all the details? You're only bekiah, it's like, oh, it's a complicated mahalach to explain it. Be like, but yeah, it's the right question to ask. You're like, okay, fine, I understand what I understand, right question to ask, and then I can sort of move on a little bit. So in that sense, it has elements of maybe like the Bekiah share notes in a certain sense, which is legitimately fascinating, if that is true. The Tolkach of Anglia in Psachim has some unique characteristics. This is true in some of the Tolkach, they're not always the same in every Masechta. In Psachim, there are a couple things that are good to know. Number one, there are some very lumdish comments in Tolkach of Anglia. In general, it's good whenever a Tosfos assessment to look in the different Balei Tosfos, because sometimes what's not so clear in Tosfos, maybe in Tosfos Shantz or in Tosfos Rush, maybe sometimes there's a different reason that like adds a couple words and makes it clearer. Tosfos sometimes, it, you know, you look at another Balei Tosfos, maybe it's clearer. Sometimes you look at it because it's not clearer, it's a little bit different. And the diukim and the shitas are a bit. Tosfos Anglia is definitely important for sort of the Lashonos in general, how it contrasts, but it happens to have some very lumdish comments. We saw one of them yesterday. Rav Sacks apparently is a huge fan of it. Tolkach Mei Anglia about the difference between Bor and Eish. That Tolkach Mei Anglia in Maseches Psachim. There also happened to be Tolkach Mei Anglia, which is very important. This is true in Psachim. I believe it is true in Maseches Brachos also, which is they quote some Psachim that in the world of halachic shailas, which become very, very valuable to have those, to have some Psachim there. Sometimes quoting from Sfarim like the Uraim or others, and sometimes the Psachim themselves are newer, which wouldn't happen in other places, certain Piskei Halacha that come from Tosfos Chachmei Anglia. When the Sefer came out, it was definitely a very exciting time. One of the first to be involved in it was of Avram Sofer, who's a descendant of the Chasam Sofer, who put out these Sfarim. We have the letter that the Lubavitch Rebbe wrote, the Igros Kodesh, I think, Chelek Chavav or Chav Zayin. Where the Lubavitch Rebbe was sent a copy of the Tosfos Chachmei Anglia when it first came out, and he wrote a very warm letter to Rav Avram Sofer, thanking him for sending him Tosfos Chachmei Anglia, because the Mila of those Rishonim coming out. The reason why I came across that letter was it was actually sold at an auction a little bit ago, the original letter that the Lubavitch Rebbe wrote to Rav Avram Sofer. It's also a classic Lubavitch Rebbe. The first paragraph is the first point is about thanking him for the Sefer, the world of Lamdas. The second was Avram Sofer was involved in certain communal things there about the Jewish community there and Balei Tshuva and things like that. So the second piece was Lubavitch Rebbe following up about some of the things about like what's going on where he lives and what they're doing to encourage greater Torah mitzvos. It's a beautiful thing. But in general, Tosfos Anglia can become very, very important. One of the things that they point out, the people who put out Tosfos Anglia on the footnotes, is that sometimes you'll find, this is an amazing thing, sometimes you'll find Yesodos in Achronim, that Achronim say, that you'll find that Tosfos Anglia already said before, that the Achronim didn't have access to it. So you'll find certain Shtickle Torahs that you'll see, okay, here's a Torah from the Achron, and then you can find that. That happens sometimes. There's like a Note Behuda about the nature of Hafrashas or Nesinas Truma, which is like a big Chiddush Note Behuda, but is already in the Tofos Rid, he didn't have access to it. That sometimes people who are Mechavin El Ha'emes, so they're Mechavin El Ha'emes, and that they're Achronim who are Mechavin to ideas that were found already inside certain Rishonim. It's one thing that Rav Sacks did about that Tosfos Chachmei Anglia, just to point out that the chiluk he has seems to already be a chiluk which is found, not already, but found by Rav Baruch Ber, the Birkei Shmuel, and some other contexts also, that same kind of an idea. So there are different Balei Tosfos good to be aware of. We don't have Tosfos Chachmei Anglia on a lot of Masechtas. We do, however, have it on Maseches Brachos, on Maseches Psachim, and some of the Masechtas, I think, in Seder Moed. We have it on Megillah, I believe, also, at Beitza. It's a very, very, it's helpful, safer to use. I can't say we use it all the time. It is not the easiest to learn because it's briefer, but it does sort of like stick to Pshat. shot a little bit more in many ways, and it's certainly a certainly very, very fascinating. It is one of the later Balia Tosfos. They quote a lot of different Balia Tosfos there, and again, certainly a good safer for us to be aware of.